Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Fwad is back with a brand new episode. Something grabs a hold of us tightly, flow like a harpoon, daily and nightly. Will we ever stop? Yo, we don't know. Turn off the lights and we'll glow. Fwat's back, baby. Episode 65. Get ready, bitches.
Woo, woo. In the house, Kenzie. I love it.
That was my open mic night. Now I'm done.
We are playing that every episode now. That was amazing.
Well, just a little something different for you, friends. You know, after 65 episodes, we got to mix it up a little bit here and there. So that's what I came up with for this time.
Shit, all I had was, hey, welcome to episode 65.
That's good, too. Need to know what episode we're on. Hard to keep track.
I actually thought we were at 68 already. I'm focusing apparently on episode 69 because everyone keeps messaging us about that.
We've gotten several messages about, like, people wanting us to do something big for episode 69.
Yeah, or, like, orgasm on mic or something.
That's, like, in December. Like,
Shit, really?
I don't even know what day it is today, hardly. Like, I can't think that far ahead. But
oh, fuck no.
We will work on it, friends. We will work on it. We're just not there yet.
But, ooh, all right. If we're starting off that good, this is going to be a good, juicy episode. Whew. I can tell.
I hope so.
So, let me just give an outline of what to expect in this episode. Yeah. You know, we'll get this episode going, or this party going, by sharing what's new with us in our chick chat, which will be great, because I haven't seen you in forever, and I don't know what the fuck you've been up to.
I'm glad you're still alive.
I don't even know how your nipples are. We have a lot to talk about. So anyway, then we'll move on to life and the lifestyle segment. This episode, we're going to take a sexy walk down memory lane, and we're each going to share three mini stories of some of our favorite lifestyle dates, or at least most memorable, I think, lifestyle dates.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be fun. And then lastly, we will keep it steamy with a recap of a hot, fun night that Kenzie had in Miami. Ooh, for our Going Deep segment.
Yeah.
And it just says Kenzie, so I don't know if it's just you had a fun night. Oh, you and Gary.
Okay, Gary was there, yeah. But, you know, it's the Kenzie and Madison show, so.
Ooh, it's going to be a sexy recap of Kenzie and Gary having a hot night in Miami. Ooh. Cannot wait to hear more. So, without further ado, let's move it on to our fireball shots and get this chick chat segment going.
Ooh. All right.
That was my sound of glasses.
Cheers.
Why do I do the plastic shot glasses? You can't hear the cheers.
Because we're doing clumsy it. And we don't want to break shit.
True.
All right. So, Kenzie here. I am going to just delve right in and share a few things that Gary and I have been up to. So one thing that I will mention is we went to a Friction takeover party at the Saints and Sinners Northeast Philadelphia Club location, which is a really nice venue. Unfortunately, they don't always seem to draw huge crowds there unless it's a Friction takeover party. Mm-hmm. Not sure what that's about, but it's neither here nor there. Good crowd the night that we were there. Lots of people, attractive, seemed all well and good in the world.
What was the theme?
No idea. Oh, no, I lie. It was the red, white, and blue night.
Oh, yes. I remember your photo.
Forgot.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yes, I mean, that was fun. I think it was a little bit before 4th of July. It was a fun night. But I will say, I feel like Gary and I had a hard time sort of finding our people that night. And that is not because I want to elicit pity or anything from people, but I guess I just offer that because, I don't know, if you listen to us, and I don't know what we sound like to other people, but if you think that we have it all figured out and that every swing interaction is roses and sunshines and we just bang whoever we want whenever we want, that is not at all reality. No. I guess is kind of why I wanted to say that. It just takes work sometimes. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. It was fine, but it takes work. You got to mix and mingle and put yourself out there and go talk to people. Shit doesn't fall into your lap, I guess, was my point in all of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So before we move on, what do you mean you don't have it so easy? Let's delve into that.
All right. I don't know. Like, I don't mean to sound pretentious, but I wonder if some people listen to this podcast. Uh-huh. And we tend to focus on the happy, fun, successful encounters. And I wonder if people then think that that means that we can just, you know, we walk into a party and we just pick who we want to fuck and we go fuck.
Like, okay.
And yeah. That's not at all reality. So just for what it's worth.
Oh my God, never.
No, like we did several laps around the venue, sort of trying to feel people out and see who we might be able to strike up a conversation with. And we did that with a couple different couples and read the room and kind of got some signals like maybe they were not super interested in us, which is totally fine. You just got to read the room. So yeah, just like that kind of stuff. And so I think at one mm-hmm. point I told Gary, like, can we quit making laps? Like, I felt like we looked desperate. Or something. Like, I'm sure no one else was even paying attention or gave two shits, but I just felt that we were being noticeable or something.
Because feel like people see you and like they're just trying to find their in to fuck someone. They're making their rounds.
I didn't know what it looked like. And no. It shouldn't really matter, but I was just then getting sort of self-conscious about it. So
yeah.
So yeah, it just sort of took us a while to find a couple that we kind of connected with, that we could chat with. And there's nothing wrong with that. But again, I just wanted to use that, I guess, as an example that in case you're listening to this podcast thinking that, you know, we just have our way with people, that's not true. So just here to set the record straight.
Thank you. All right. Give us more sexy stuff. What else have you been doing?
Oh, okay. Let me see. We've been slutting up a little bit. I had a really fun date night with a single male while Gary was out of town. So that was new and different. And you will probably hear more about that in a future episode.
Is it somebody new or someone you've already...
This is somebody I've already talked about on the podcast.
Okay.
A repeat offender.
Nice.
So, yeah. And then it so happened that we ended up having sort of like this weekend of dates where we saw friends Friday night and then different friends Saturday night, which we don't necessarily try to plan our lives that way, but just everybody's schedules and the way things aligned, it sort of happened.
It's either all or nothing,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Feast or famine. So, I mean, it was an amazing, fun, great weekend, and I have no complaints, except I was probably a little tired by Monday morning, but, you know, I live to tell the tale. The last thing I will mention before I turn it over to Madison is that Gary and I are headed to Nashville to get nashty with some friends of ours in August. So everyone pray for me because I might just die of heat stroke on the first night. We'll see what happens. But honestly, I mention it because I believe we are planning to return to the Red Room in Nashville. Yep, it's called Nashville. Jesus. On Saturday, it would be August 9th. So if anybody is going to be in Nashville at that time, or if there are any locals that are listening, if you're going to be there, feel free to reach out and let me know. We would love to say hello and have a fireball shot with you because I'm sure we will take fireball to the club. So yeah, so looking forward to checking out the Red Room again. We've talked about that before. We were there over New Year's, I guess a couple years ago now. Yes.
I don't remember anything.
We were there once upon a time.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And it was nice. So we're planning to go back. So if anyone's going to be in Nashville that weekend of August 9th, let me know. And we'll see if we can meet you somewhere for a shot or a drink.
Woohoo. Do it. They're a good time. Trust me.
Usually. 8 out of 9 would recommend.
If you catch her early enough in the night, you're going to have a great time.
Till the witching hour.
Awesome. All right.
Anyway, so that's a shit ton of words for out of me. How about you, Madison? What's new with you and Barry?
I have a few things, finally. Ooh. I actually have something to say. I'm going to start off again. Unfortunately, we tried to meet another single male via a hot date on SLS. No. And guess what? It didn't work out.
No.
Why?
Wait. What's a hot date?
Great question. No, I'll break it down because I know not everyone uses SLS, or maybe you're not on anything and you just listen because this is fun.
Sure.
So a hot date is just basically like a post you put up under the event section of this lifestyle website called Swing Lifestyle something. Yeah, yeah. Swing lifestyle. Is nope, that what it
that's
is?
It. SLS. Yep.
Okay. That sounded too short. But anyway, you can. There's a little calendar. You can pick whatever date you want to go out. You put this hot date up and it puts it on like a little event page news feed. Mm-hmm. You put what you're going to do or what you're looking for. You can have it set to show to singles, to couples, to whatever you're looking for. You can set the area, the age range of where you want to be, who you want to see.
Yeah.
And then people can scroll, and if they want to meet you for that, they can message you directly. So we saw a hot date from a single male. He said he was available.
Okay.
I guess he really wasn't. So
what the?
It didn't work out. I don't understand. I don't know. Maybe it was a case of he've met someone else, but just say that to us again. I think I said this literally the same thing last episode. But anyway, whatever. It didn't work out.
No.
Normally threesomes are my thing, but apparently we're better off with couples these days. So
did he ever reach out like after, like, so that night didn't work, but did he ever try to like continue the conversation at all, or like, you know what I mean, like follow up and reach out, like anything?
This was one of those that randomly in the future, like we didn't hear anything else that night, but would reach out randomly like, hey, I'm gonna be free this weekend, you want to try to get together? And we're just kind of like,
meh.
I guess I know people should get another chance, but after you've been burned by different people in the same situation a few times, we're just kind of taking a break from that, I think.
Yeah, so that's fair.
We'll see what comes in the future. I don't know.
Fair, fair.
But other than that, I guess the newest and most different thing for Barry and I is that we had, I'm calling it a three-peat with this one couple, but we met this couple that we have known for a while, just seeing them at clubs and on SLS and whatnot. We've never reached out. Honestly, I didn't really think they were attracted to us, or maybe they were just too sexy for us or something. I don't know. I didn't feel like we'd mesh, or that, like that it was fake that they wanted to meet us. So we just kind of pushed it off for years and years, whatever. All the excuses, we're shy, whatever. And then we finally met them at a hotel a couple weeks ago now. And that's going to be a hot, sexy, fun story I'd love to share in the future.
Can't wait.
But it was a later night. Like, we met them a little bit later in the evening. And then, because of dog and travel and whatnot, we didn't make it a super late night.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of left wanting more. And they're like, well, in 2 weeks, we're going to be in your area. Do you want to try to meet again? So we did. We met them a Friday night. And then the normal club we were going to go to didn't have much going on Saturday night. And they didn't have plans Saturday, so we met them again that Saturday.
Twice in 1 weekend?
We've never done that.
Oh my God.
So we met them 1 week, a week went by, and then the following weekend we met them Friday and Saturday. Like, what?
Holy
who
are shit.
We? I don't know why we've never done that. I guess there's just this easy, unexpected connection that we'd never saw coming, and it was just so easy with them.
Nice.
They're not easy, but it was like everything just flowed.
Yeah.
Everything just flowed so easy, and they're super sexy, and like sometimes I get jealous about certain things, but maybe subconsciously there was something, or unconsciously, but I never felt threatened. It just felt so easy, and I was like begging Barry to like fuck her, do this, like I want to watch, like I don't know, it was just all great.
Right.
And
nice.
So that was very new for us, so I'm excited to share some of that in the future. And yeah, have you ever done that? I don't know.
No, not
weird.
Really. No, I don't think so.
Not weird.
No.
Crazy.
Different. Yeah. No, but so on the one hand, I feel like I sense the benefits and I feel the vibe just from you describing it.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of the coin or whatever, was that like too much?
Mm.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it was based on how you were just talking about it, which is great. But like,
no.
I mean, that's kind of a lot at once, but like, that's awesome if it just worked and flowed and was like natural and
I see what
worked.
You mean though. Yeah. No, I kind of joked the first night that we met them, like the week prior, week and a half, whatever, prior to the 2 day weekend. I joked like, can we just have a sex bender of a weekend? Like that'd be so fucking fun. Not knowing we were actually going to fucking do that.
Oh my God. You like brought it into existence. You put it into the universe and it happened.
Thank God. I mean, I wish we probably should have just, you know, put the dog somewhere, stayed all day with them in the hotel. No, we would have just been in bed all day naked or like touching each other just naked. But yeah, I guess I put it in the universe and it worked out, and it's kind of flattering. You know, when you meet people and they actually want to meet you again, and
normally
I'm like, whoa, okay, we had our time. Like, we don't need to meet them every weekend, Barry, calm down. And here I'm like, can we meet them again tomorrow? Can we do it again tomorrow? So
yeah. Oh, so fun.
Very new and very fun. So
oh, good.
Excited for that, and we're going to see them again in a week. So,
wow, yes, good.
Sometimes when it's right, you just take advantage of it until it, you know. Our schedule, the other part I'll just say is our schedules have always been shit with trying to meet each other. Yeah. And I think now that we've found our groove, it's like, well, why would you not try to take advantage, like between periods and work whatever else?
No, of course.
That's the hardest part of this. So
nice.
Yeah, good times. I guess besides that, it's just been a lot of family time. And we both were together over the 4th of July weekend. It was pretty vanilla party. Nothing too crazy to share this year, at least from our end. And
No, I was too drunk to remember. So yeah,
you were good. You were kind of dancing to some different music in your head at one point at our party. But you were like the happy drunk. And then you just went and sat by yourself for a little. Gary seemed concerned, but you were fine.
I don't know. I didn't
looking
vomit.
At the stars. You were fine.
I was just vibing. Yeah. And then Gary's like, we got to go.
And then you left and... Yeah.
And then I woke up at home like a little kid. But Gary doesn't carry me out of the car and put me to bed. He's like, we're fucking home. Get out of the car. And I don't blame him, but
Well, I was kind of like every 30 minutes pushing fireball shots or creamsicle shots.
There was a couple shots.
Tequila
there.
Shots or bourbon, like a lot of
stuff.
Yeah,
there was a lot.
So
great, great variety. You were wonderful, a very accommodating hostess.
I like to, I want you to be pleased.
Well, I was so really pleased.
Oh, so I'm glad.
But
I
didn't do anything too inappropriate. I had my clothes on. I might have told one of our vanilla friends about my nipples.
I was wondering
but
if that came up.
She seemed to take it in stride.
She didn't tell me about it, so I didn't know if you told her. Speaking of them, real quick, you're good? You haven't snagged them? You feel great?
So they're good, yeah.
Got them out and about? Good.
Yeah. It's been good. I'm just freaking out about, everybody, if you listen, I'm old. I'm over 40. So I'm freaking out about my mammogram next month because I'm going to have to like do something with them, and I'm... freaking out about that. So if anybody has advice that you want to share with me, that'd be great. So there's that.
I know.
Sorry, I'm not. That's not really quick. A sexy. All right, we got to bring this shit back up.
On that note.
So they're fine. They're super fun. I love them. So yay nipple piercings. Let's leave it on a high note, and we're gonna move it on. Take a short break, and we will bring it back for life and the lifestyle, and some pseudo sexy mini. Favorite
memories.
Boom.
We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website. Hey, all right, bring it back. Here we are, life and the lifestyle. That's all I got. That's my song, Bring It Back.
Perfect. I love it. I love it.
Okay. Good reference. I love it. Okay. So, life and the lifestyle. This episode, we are going to be positive because we're not always. So this time it's going to be fun. It's going to be sexy. It's going to be happy memories.
God damn it. It's going to be fucking amazing.
Yes. Okay. So 6 dates total that got our engines revving and our juices flowing and our pussies hot and wet for sex. Oh, I thought that was the animal. That was you? Oh, my gosh.
I was trying to rev.
Got it. No, but really, this should be fun, happy memories. Yes. Some of our top 3 lifestyle dates or sexual encounters.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to go back and forth. How about I start? Because I'm first on our note list.
Yes, please.
Yeah. All right. You're going to like this one. Okay. So Barry and I talked about this together and he agreed from all these memories. So our first one is popping a full swap cherry for you and Gary.
Yeah. Hey, I was there for that.
Ask me tons of questions. No, but really. So in case you haven't heard, or maybe this is your first episode, way back when, I don't know, 13, 15 years ago or something.
Something, yeah.
Barry and I met you and Gary on a hot date and blah, blah, blah. Everything went well. In the future, we met again and we did your first full swap.
Yes.
So honestly.
Can confirm.
Honestly, I feel like anytime we help a couple do that or plunge into the full swap realm, because we've done it a few times. Is like it's fulfilling to me because I just love making other people.
Yeah, it is.
It's fulfilling to me. No, I just love making other people feel comfortable in that situation. Okay,
yes.
Stop laughing.
Yes, okay, that's good. Yes,
we got the
you do
sillies.
That. You do
we
that very well. Yes.
Oh man. So I just love making others feel comfortable in that situation and seeing them happy afterwards. Just rings my bell. I don't know. Is that a whatever? It makes me happy. So
ring my bell.
Yes, I knew it was a song. Thank you.
So for it's a very musical edition. We're going to have a playlist attached later. Don't worry.
Friends with a Twist, the musical. I think we're the only people that find this funny.
Yeah,
but,
probably.
Okay. But this full swap story, I honestly remember focusing on you a lot during this because I didn't want you to be uncomfortable. So I remember like touching you because we were near each other. I'm pretty sure we were fucking on our apartment room. Living room floor.
Yes, that's what I recall.
So, sorry. But I remember caressing your arm and just like, mm-hmm. I wanted to let you know that we're all in it together versus just me focusing on Gary and getting lost in his eyes and his cock and
getting lost in our own time. Very easy to do. So, yes, I appreciate that.
And I guess my personality, like I said, is just to please others more than myself. So this situation is always going to be one of my highs. And because it was with one of our best friends, it's even better. Like, who can say that? You can say one of their best sexual memories is fucking their best friends. That's funny. And the fact that we ended up becoming such close friends after our initial full swap was really the cherry on top of popping your cherry.
Oh, cherries on cherries.
I just had to share that sentimental one first.
Thanks. So. All right. So I feel like everyone is going to think that this was staged, but it really wasn't.
Oh, stop. I didn't even read your notes. Uh-oh.
So my first example or story or whatever is our first date with you and Barry.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say when we fucked each other. Oh, how sweet.
No, slightly different, but it's about you guys.
Oh.
So for me, our first date still to this day, years later, goes down as like one of the best first dates ever.
I don't believe that, but okay.
Well, it is. So as Madison explained earlier this episode about the whole hot date idea, that's how we met. I think we tried to settle this on a former episode about who posted the date and who answered it.
Oh, who cares?
Now I don't remember. Anyway, one of us posted it. The other one responded. We met out at like one of our kind of like nearby cities or towns or whatever. And I guess what stands out is that We had a really good time. And I remember feeling sort of intimidated when you guys first walked into the bar where we met. And then, you know, obviously some liquid courage, like we all got a little more comfortable, I think, or at least I did. But nobody planned anything, but we ended up with this wonderfully weird mix of like variety in that one night. So rather than like, let's meet for dinner and just sit across from each other and have like a job interview and ask each other questions, we had just met a little bit later in the evening and had drinks. And I remember specifically kind of like bar hopping and bouncing around to a couple different spots in like this downtown area that we've been to many times over now. But it was nice to just like kind of have that opportunity to kind of like mix and mingle. So we like kind of did this bar hopping. I don't know. It doesn't probably matter whose idea it was at this point. But we ended up at this shady ass strip club that isn't even open anymore.
Oh, so sketch.
And like we've all, I think, trauma bonded because we were fearing for our lives that night. There were like multiple shootings at this place. And like that's why they ended up closing. So like it was totally sketch. But I don't know, like somehow it brought us all together. It was like a survival moment. Obviously, we had wonderful company that evening, which made a huge difference in and of itself. But also, I think what made that date so memorable for me was, again, sort of that variety. Like, we didn't just, like, meet at one place and stay there and, like, talk at each other. Like, we were up and moving around and, like, going to different places. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess I would say, too, when Gary and I were kind of talking about, like, prepping for this episode, I thought he had a very nice point. Doing it that way actually provides, like, an opportunity for continual consent throughout the night. Like, everybody has to keep agreeing to go to the next place or do the next thing or get the next drink. Like, so it kind of, like, is almost this implicit, like, you have to keep agreeing to do the things.
That's true. I never thought of it that way.
Gary's clever. So anyway, I just think that that's a nice example of a date that went really well. And again, I think in some way we all just kind of clicked, which obviously you can't always control. But also on top of that, just having the opportunity to kind of, like, again, mix and mingle, move around, do these different things, kind of help keep the night flowing, gave us, like, different things to kind of do and talk about. And, like, so I think that was just a really great way to especially have a first date when you're still all trying to, like, figure each other out and get to know each other. And, like, it just kind of helped keep the night flowing rather than just, again, like, sitting at one place all night. So I think that's why it's such a good example in my mind.
And maybe slightly less awkward, because if you're meeting for the first time at one place and your server keeps coming over and the conversation's weird and awkward and yeah, it's kind of good to switch it up throughout the night. So
yeah.
Cool point. I like it.
All right. So back to you,
back
Madison.
To me. Second top 10 memory or some memory is our Barry and I's first successful MFM. This is ages ago at this point. I don't know, 15 plus years or whatever. But always from the get-go, it was a fantasy of mine. This sounds so conceited, but just to, like, be the center of attention.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I think most females like that. And to be able to enjoy two males at the same time. We had met in this instance, I'm just going to call him P because I couldn't think of a name. So I'm just picking a letter and he's just going to be P.
All right.
Could be,
I don't know. Penis.
It could be Pete or it could be penis. Sure. How about Pete? Why the fuck not? All right. So we met Pete out for drinks when we still lived back in our apartment, Barry and I. And everyone was just kind of driving and it was an easy thing. Like, you, it was a good first date. We're having some drinks, easy conversation, getting the good vibe, consented to go back to our apartment. And that's where it got hot and heavy.
Ooh.
And this was one of my first real successful threesomes. So, you know, obviously, I had a great time enjoying two men at once and feeling desired, because what woman doesn't want to feel that she's attractive and desired by other men? So I will say it's also amazing what a girl will do when she's getting positive reinforcement from other guys, getting that confidence boost from two sexy, hot guys at once. Like, the libido or the, what is the, your stuff comes down, not your clothes, your, not your panties.
Inhibitions?
Inhibitions come down.
And then the panties.
Release your inhibitions. Oh my gosh. All right. So some of the other reasons, this is one of my favorite moments, is we were playing on our sectional out in our living room and we did the whole spit roast position where I'm sucking one cock and then getting fucked by the other from behind and just, you know, in the middle being, I don't know, just being ravished and enjoyed from all the ends. So that was hot. And then I'd remember I was straddling and riding, what do we call him? I forget his name already.
Pete's cock.
While Barry took pictures, consensual, of course, but those pictures are still on our SLS, one of our private albums. So that's, you know, very special. And so there's just sexy photos of me holding this cock and it's in my mouth and I'm like looking up at the camera and just such a hot time. And then I remember I sat on top of Barry. He was on the couch. I sat on top of Barry facing away so that I could suck P's cock while he stood in front of us. Oh. And just threesomes for me are just definitely a top three or maybe my most favorite situation. I don't know. Selfishly, I enjoy being wanted and craved and just being that center of attention. And yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt to be just fulfilled from both ends, and that the physical pleasure aspect of it all is just such a fucking turn on. And yeah, I'll always remember that night. I think we met that guy maybe once, and then we tried after that, and it was, you know, the unfortunate typical single male excuses and whatnot. But you know, it was good for a while. We had
one
a good run.
Magical night at least.
One or two magical nights and we're good.
All right, nice. Very hot.
Yes, so back to you.
All right, well, again, honest to God, not planned. My story is about a single man as well.
We are just the same person.
All right. So I chose this one probably for several reasons. So one of which is the fact that it is a single male situation. My other two dates are both couple stories. So just trying to mix it up a little bit in that way. It was obviously like a super great time. So that's also why I chose it. And then also I chose this one because it's an example of a second date. So here goes that. So this was a second date, or like a second meeting, I guess I should say, with a single man who I have talked about before on the podcast. I believe I referred to him as Jay. And I might have talked about this story already, so bear with me. But anyway, the story goes, we plan to meet up with Jay. And again, this was kind of a second meet. So I feel like play was on the table, but not absolutely guaranteed. So Gary and I had booked a hotel room and were prepared for things to go in that direction.
So wait. Why'd you book a hotel room and not just invite him over to your house or something like that?
Yeah. I guess probably because, I don't know, I feel like a hotel room definitely has some advantages. Just sort of like neutral territory. Nobody really has to like clean up or prepare or like really take care of very much.
That's true.
Just kind of like easy breezy cover girl in and out. So I think that was part of it. And also in this particular scenario, also this provided more of like a halfway meeting point.
Okay, yes.
Because we're not like neighbors. So it was just sort of like a more convenient, rather than like us going all the way to him or vice versa. Okay. It just was kind of like a middle ground. So I think those were really the main reasons that we did it. But yeah, so we were open to it going that way. But again, like we didn't want to just like meet at the hotel room and like fuck. Like we weren't quite there either. So we made plans to meet at a brewery pretty close by, like had a couple drinks just to loosen up there. Everything was, you know, going well, all signs point to go. So we end up back at the hotel. I think we had one more drink, maybe like in the hotel lobby bar, whatever. And then we're like, all right, fuck this. This is lame.
I'm ready.
So like up to the room we go. And yeah, I mean, so I guess for us, I think I can speak for both Gary and I don't know, like, I almost kind of see it as a little bit of a warm-up. Like, again, we didn't want to just meet right at the hotel and, like, just, hey, come to our room and let's fuck. I don't know. We just needed to, like, kind of feel it out a little bit more and, like, make sure everybody was on the same page kind of thing. Like, talk a little bit more.
Less pressure.
Yeah, like, about, like, boundaries and preferences and some of that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. That just worked well for us. But I think this was maybe our first or one of our first threesomes.
Wow. And that doesn't even feel so long ago, but yeah.
No.
Wow.
Right?
Interesting. All right. Yeah. See?
So there's that. And then, but yeah, I mean, on top of that, I guess to try to be a little bit sexy, I could echo some of the things that you just mentioned, Madison. Love me a good spit roast. Don't necessarily even care who's on what end. Like, let's just go. But yeah, so again, we were in a hotel room. So yeah, I can remember being on all fours on the bed. And Jay, I believe I can remember. I mean, I'm sure we went through all the variations, but I can just picture right this very second. I'm on all fours on the bed. Jay's banging me from behind. He's in my pussy, but from behind. And I am sucking Gary's cock. And, you know, it just kind of like fuels you. Like, the better that it feels in your pussy, whoever it is, whichever of the males it happens to be that evening, But it does. It just kind of fuels you. I felt like I was, I hope, doing a pretty good job giving head to Gary while that was happening. So it just kind of like makes everything a little more intense, a little more enjoyable, I hope, for everybody. So yeah, that was a really good experience that we all kind of shared together, the three of us.
All right. So to recap, you had a nice little warm up with this guy and well, all three of you, and kind of eased into things, no pressure, and then consented to move on to the fun play area.
Yes.
Have you ever, because I'm just thinking now, and I'm going to share this next episode, but literally my next sexy story is meeting this couple at a hotel room to just have our own little hotel party and to fuck just like that. Okay. Have you ever just met people like, or someone like that? Because you know, I guess it depends if you know you're going to fuck and everyone already is like, yeah, we're obviously going to do this at some point. Just go to the hotel room. That's not your jam though, regardless.
I don't think so. I mean, the closest example I can think of, I remember like, this was like a weird time. There were reasons. I'm not going to go into it right now. We did once have a single man over to our house. We had never met him before. There were other circumstances at play as to why we did that. It was a fucking disaster. So I don't know if somewhere in my brain
cheated you.
Yeah, like that is playing into like why I don't want to do it that way. And obviously it wouldn't be that way with everybody. But yeah, no, that hasn't really been our thing. Clearly, there's nothing right or wrong about it, but it just like that hasn't been our approach. But I can like it sounds pretty hot, like it, with the right people and the right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, nothing depends. Against it. But yeah, it just hasn't worked that way for us yet.
No, I get it. Tons of pros to the meeting ahead and warming up and easing into things. Totally get that, too. Yeah. Sexy. I like it.
All right.
All right. So my final memory is my first DP. So I did share this in a sexy story on one of our episodes. But this story is about a guy named, I feel like I'm Britney Spears. This is about a girl named Lucky. Does anyone remember that song? Sorry.
She's so lucky.
I told you it's the musical episode. So Barry and I met this single man. At the time, he was single male. I named him Blaze. And this was not the first time we met him. The first time we met him was a normal MFM session. Came to our house. Everything that you do, we do the opposite, apparently. He came to our house and we had a threesome and it was great and wonderful in its own way. But the second time we met him, I had wanted to take the plunge into DP, mainly encouraged on by Barry, but only because he knew I'd be too shy to bring it up. We had talked about it being fun to do, but I'm like, yeah, well, who the fuck are we going to do that with? Like, oh my God, that's a lot. Well, we found our guy. And I know it was only one time, and that's the only time I believe I've ever done it. But honestly, no, it wasn't. I don't know. I've done a lot of things. So anyway, honestly.
Are you going to get to this? Sorry. What made him the guy that you were comfortable to venture into?
Yes, I'm going to get to this. All right, yes. Go. So honestly, it was probably the best setup to see this scenario through. So this was a guy we had both trusted. We've met him already.
Huge plus.
He was willing to give it a go. And both him and Barry were so patient. In case you don't know, DP, double penetration.
Yeah.
Set the scene here.
Pussy and anus.
Yes.
Cocks in both. DP.
Cock in my pussy, cock in my ass. Yes all at once.
Okay.
All right. So the setup for this was one fella down his back on the bed, me in the middle straddling over top, and then one from behind to kind of like squat over the other guy too, but so they can get in my ass at that perfect angle.
Madison sandwich.
Madison Oreo sandwich. Yes. I don't know why I said Oreo.
Why is it an Oreo?
Because I'm all white. Hungry. It's a vanilla Oreo. Okay, so
All right. It's a Madison sandwich.
Okay, so anyway, I'm just going to say it got wild once we all got the rhythm going. Like, I had this overwhelming, intense pleasure in my ass, in my pussy, when they alternated.
Whew.
One in, one out, one
like
in, one
pistons.
Out. Yes, just like that. And I don't mean like coming all the way in and out. That'll make me queef. But I mean, they just pulled it in and out a little bit. And they just had this nice flow. Yes. Yeah. And I can almost feel it now. It was almost like I could feel the one guy like embracing me.
I see you rocking on that chair.
I feel it embracing me from behind while I'm like grinding on the other guy. And it's just, is that not hot? So
it sounds amazing. Yes.
Yeah. It then later, I think, turned into talks of like, well, at least for Barry and I, trying something airtight and like, that'd be so fun. But Unfortunately, we cannot find the single males to commit to have one in my mouth, one in my pussy, one in my ass to make me airtight.
No.
So maybe you're out there. Let us know. But you got to be good and you got to commit for a fun, sexy night. So yeah, these are just dates that we have that are memorable. And
well,
that is
fuck
by
that. Yes. Do it.
Final fucking story. Yeah, we like to have hot fucking sexy dates. So right. Thank you all for being a part of that
Nothing
story.
Nothing wrong with that.
And back to you.
Well, all right. I don't know how I'm going to follow that fucking story.
Oh, you got
I
it.
I do not have a DP story to follow the theme of copying all yours.
Okay, we're different now.
I have one something a little bit different. So my third example or story, I sort of went with a date, if you will, with a couple who I have also talked about on the podcast already, who we have met many times over the years. We originally met them at Desire. We have since traveled together. They've come to see us. We've met at different places, that kind of thing. So it's not our first rodeo with this couple, is the point. And I believe when I talked about them before, if you have a better memory than I do, I referred to them as Jose and Margarita. So we're going to go with that for tonight. So the deal with this story or this date, if you will, this was a trip that they made to see us at our house. So they traveled to see us kind of like for a weekend stay sort of thing. So sort of an extended date, I guess, if you will. It's summertime, so there's pool time, sunshine, margaritas, whatever.
All the good things.
Fucking everybody's happy. Great.
Sexy people. Yeah. Yes.
So we, as we often do, took our friends out in the convertible for some bar hopping. But this time we had a little bit of a twist.
Mm.
And I would really actually like to do this again sometime. So the twist was both ladies were wearing... I don't know what the right name for it is. It was basically one of those like vibrators that just like sits in your panties or like in whatever. Like it's not actually up in your vagina, but it's like right up against your clit. The one that I was using, for example, it was kind of designed to be worn with panties because there was a magnet. So it was like one piece was like up against my clit and then there was like a magnetic piece that I put on the other, like the panty was in between to like hold everything in place. Is that making any sense to anybody?
It is to me.
Gary's just staring at me. Okay, cool. So we had like that kind of device sort of vibration situation happening. And I think the fun part of all this is that Jose put the app on his phone where he could control both of these vibrators from his phone.
Both of them. Oh, yeah.
So Margarita is in the front seat of the convertible with Gary, who's driving. I'm in the back seat with Jose. She and I both have like these little vibrators on. And Jose is in the back seat, like the fucking, like orchestrating a fucking orchestra. That's not the right way to say it.
A conductor?
He was conducting an orchestra. I don't know. I just like, I honest to God can remember like looking over and he's got like this shit grin on his face and his two fingers, his pointer and his middle finger on his phone. And he's just
playing
like,
the piano.
Like just like up and down and like moving like the bar back and forth to like increase and decrease the intensity of these vibrator things.
Aww.
And whatever. Like it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. And like wind in our hair and just free and just like a really fun kind of like, you know, carefree sort of experience.
That's the best.
So that was just really memorable, I guess, in and of itself. Like it was something different. We hadn't done that before. And then it continued. You know what I mean? Like we stopped for drinks. We're sitting at the bar and he's still like fucking around with us. And like
it really like was that like if the sensation was that good.
Well, so here,
those can be tricky. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, like, and I'm whatever, like the ice fucking queen. Like, it was fun. It was a good sensation. I enjoyed it.
You're not like on the verge of an orgasm.
No, yeah. But she was like Margarita. Shit. Like, I swear to God, you can like blow with this woman and she will like fucking come in a second. And bless her heart. Like, I don't hold
it. That's great.
Like, it's great. I'm jealous. But so, yeah, she was having a slightly different experience than I was. Cause like at the one bar, we had to kind of like,
stop
it. Like, oh my God, fucking stop. Like, we live here. Don't, we have to come back here.
Oh my gosh.
But no, so it was super fun. And I guess, like, the moral of the story is that for me anyway, it just turned out to be, like, just kind of this, like, laid-back, fun, easy afternoon mm-hmm. that did ultimately, like, help everybody kind of get in the mood for later when we did go back to our place.
Ooh.
And that was really fun in and of itself. And again, like, I've talked about them before on here, but that was just, like, a fun little twist that we hadn't done before. And honestly, I don't think we've done since. So I might put that back on the bucket list mm-hmm. of, like, we should do this, because that was really fun. It was just, like, again, like, you're in a convertible, like, rolling down the road, wind in your hair, sun on your face, and, like, vibration on your
on
clit.
Your clit.
Like, pretty fucking good to me. Yes, please. I'll take another. So, yeah. So, for me, the point of that story is just, even when you do have, I guess, kind of, like, repeat dates with people, I feel like there are still ways to kind of mix it up and try new things and kind of keep it spicy for everybody. So there's an idea
Heck
if you
yeah.
need one.
Actually, that, not to, like, wrap this up too soon, but I feel
it.
Like that goes perfectly into, well, I felt at least my takeaway message from all this was that not every date or play session or meetup is just going to be a mind-blowing experience.
Yeah.
But damn, it's still just fun to keep trying new things with your own play partner or your own your friends. It's just fun to try these new things together.
Yeah.
And it's also just fun to reminisce with your partner on these sexy experiences you've had together, like Barry and I and you and Gary were able to do for this episode. Like, why not just have this conversation in general with your partner? This
yeah.
might, or it, like, it could lead to sparking a new conversation on what else you'd like to experience or add back to your bucket list. Or if not, at least it'll get you, hopefully your juices flowing for maybe some sexy one-on-one time together.
Yeah.
Sharing all these hot stories, and why not go fuck each other?
Yeah, and I feel like, I know we had some overlap there, but ultimately all slightly different experiences and dates and stories, you know, that all kind of offer a little something different. So yeah, just like you said, Madison, always super fun and sexy to kind of keep trying new things, put a little different spin on stuff with people, and keep exploring and pushing some boundaries in a consensual way to find something new and fun for you and your partner.
All right, yeah, so let's take a quick break, hear something from one of our partners, and we will be back for Going Deep. Ow, ow.
Ladies, I'm in the lifestyle. And yes, I'm literally walking out of my favorite club right now, legs still shaking. Shameless Care hooked me up with their Shamelessly Aroused cream. It's a generic Viagra topical for women. Honestly, I didn't expect much. But damn, I was wrong. See, during swaps, I usually don't finish. It takes time, focus, the right rhythm, and frankly, trying too hard just kills the mood. So I'd wait and handle things later. Not anymore. This cream, it floods you with blood flow and lights up every nerve down there. I went from probably not tonight to holy shit, again? Multiple times. And here's the thing. Guys in the lifestyle pop blue pills like Tic Tacs. And no one bats an eye. So why should we just deal with it? Ladies, it's our turn. Take care of your orgasm. Take control of your night. Head to www.shamelesscare.com/cream. Coupon code FWAT. That's www.shamelesscare.com/cream. And use code FWAT for friends with a twist. Trust me, you'll wish you did this sooner.
All right. Okay. So we are back for our Going Deep segment. Kenzie has a sexy hot story from Miami when they were down for that Libertine event,
mm-hmm.
correct? Ooh. All right. So I know nothing about this and I cannot wait to hear.
All right.
Take it away, Kenzie.
All right. Bienvenido a Miami. Here
we go. Yes.
And you're actually sort of getting a twofer here. So
I love a twofer.
Buckle up.
I don't know what that'll mean, but
Buttercup.
Can't wait.
So when I had talked about Miami, the Libertine event before, I had said, and Gary and I, we felt the benefit was having the same group of people all weekend. In contrast, you go to like a Desire, people are coming and going every day, you're like ships passing in the night, like you meet fucking awesome people, it's your first day, their last day, fuck, like whatever, I don't know. This kind of had a nice vibe because you were all there for like all the days. So yay for that. That'll be important shortly.
Good start.
Session one. three couples and a solo female.
Oh, shit.
So, like, borderline orgy, but...
Yeah, how is that not?
Well, here. Hear me out.
Okay. I'll tell you.
I'll tell you why it's not an orgy. All right. So, there was a lot going on here. I'm going to kind of focus primarily on one couple in this equation. That's primarily who Gary and I played with and why I probably wouldn't call this an orgy. Okay. So, here we go. So... we met these people. They happened to basically be our neighbors. They were across the hall from us in the hotel. Smart, sassy, friendly, easy to joke around with. Perfect. That's our people. So they shall be known as Rose and Cooper because they're from the West Coast wine country. So Rose, Rosé. Cooper is somebody who makes barrels, which wine is made in. You got to really follow me
here.
Didn't
know that. Okay.
So Rose and Cooper.
I like it. Very cute. Very clever.
So Rose, beautiful smile. This alabaster skin. I've never seen skin so smooth.
Who says alabaster?
I do, bitch. Long brown hair with a juicy booty.
Okay.
All right. Cooper. This like boyish grin. Short dark hair. Some body hair, but very well groomed. Kudos, Cooper.
I'll take it.
Athletic build, in shape. Great. All right. Because I know everybody wants to like have somewhat of a visual.
Oh, fuck yes.
But like clearly we don't want to give everybody away. Okay. So we had connected with Rose and Cooper during the afternoon pool party. We had gone out to dinner as a group of three couples. Gary and I, Rose and Cooper... and the North Carolina couple who will make a feature appearance very shortly.
Oh, okay.
So, lovely little dinner. We walked there and back from the hotel. You know, easy peasy, chill, loving life, looking at the stars, whatever.
Fun and loose.
Yay. Yeah. Okay. So, we found each other at the evening party that night at the takeover. Gary and I invited everyone to our room for a shot of Fireball, because that's what we do. So everyone obliged, did the shot, and then honestly don't really even remember now, probably doesn't matter. Somebody suggested going to check out the playrooms that were like in the top floor of the hotel.
Well, why not? Yeah.
Great. Sounds good. Yes. So we all traipse up there to check out the playrooms. Unfortunately, they were all in use. So Cooper, very graciously, invited us all back to their room. So there we went.
Hell yeah.
And for what it's worth, it was basically a hotel suite, I guess I would call it, because they had sort of like a kitchenette, a little living space, a bedroom with two beds. So kind of like all kind of open, but like they had some space. Yeah. So we all engaged in a brief discussion about boundaries and rules and who's comfortable with what. Yay, consent. Great. Then got down to business. Gary and Cooper stood facing each other while Rose and I got on our knees on the floor. So Rose and I are facing each other. Cooper and Gary are facing each other.
Is this like a standoff?
Yes. We're about to have a duel. So there's two hard cocks.
They drew their swords.
They did. There were swords involved.
I like it.
So what Rose and I did with these two swords in between us is to give a double blowjob.
Yes, I love those.
Super fun.
Yes.
So we alternated between a double blowjob with Gary, for example. Mm-hmm. And then we took a pause and turned our attention to a double blowjob on Cooper for a little bit.
And is this other couple and stuff in the room at this point?
Yes. There's okay. more sex happening outside.
But you're just doing your own thing.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
We kind of proceed with the double blowjob back and forth, a little bit for Gary, a little bit for Cooper, back and forth, back and forth. Okay. Then, I don't know, the natural flow of sex, it was time for the guys to reciprocate. So at this point, we move to the bedroom side of the suite. And Gary and Rose took one bed while Cooper and I took the other bed. So yay for two beds.
Yeah.
Something to think about at swing events. Hell two yes. beds is nice for that reason. You can have like a sex bed, a sleep bed,
exactly.
or like a... Anyway, side note. Okay. So we separate to beds. Meanwhile, the North Carolina couple, perfect Southern gentleman, like little Southern belle, both blonde, sweet as pie, love them. Really thought we would end up kind of like spending more time with them. Mm-hmm. And we didn't in this story, but hopefully one day we will. So this beautiful blonde North Carolina couple and the single female stayed kind of more in the living room area.
Okay, so they at least the couch. Had, they at least had someone else they were doing shit with.
So
okay,
there was things.
Cool. Yes, yes.
So
that's right. Okay.
So although it's like two spaces, we all are basically in one room because we can all still see and hear each other.
Yeah.
But it's like that open concept or whatever. So again, like that's basically why I don't really consider this to be an orgy per se. Like we weren't all piled on one bed together.
Yeah, close enough.
It's kind of funny though because we didn't, like nobody made claims on anybody. Like this just all was kind of just how it unfolded.
That's good. Everyone was good.
Yeah, like I don't think anybody was like upset about anything, but it just, that's kind of what happened. So we went with it. So here I was on this bed with Cooper. He had gone down on me kind of like to reciprocate the double blowjob business. The next thing I remember... I was riding Cooper.
Ooh, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. There was probably more involved, but like there's the highlight. So thank you, Shivers, because I had taken my Shivers that night.
Okay.
So I'm riding Cooper on one bed, and I look over, and I can see Gary with Rose having a fantastic time, while I can also hear the sexy sounds from the room behind me on the couch. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, was a really comfortable but still super sexy environment and experience. It definitely can be hard to find that connection with that many people.
Oh gosh, yeah.
But when it does, it's pretty magical. So yeah, I mean, nothing necessarily completely out of the ordinary. There was great sex. I rode Cooper probably till he had had more than enough. But again, I was on my shivers, so I just kept going.
I was going to say, you were hot, wet, and ready.
Just ready to go. But no, like, Mrs. North Carolina, like, kind of bounced around while Mr. North Carolina and the single woman were still in the other room.
Oh, that's
and,
cute.
Like, so there was, like, a little mixing and mingling, but, like, it just kind of like, that's how we broke off. Like, it just kind of worked. Everybody was having a good time. We were just comfortable together. So, really fun session. Okay. Then, if you'll indulge me, session two.
I will, yes.
Of Miami. So, for
session... All the twofer.
Twofer.
Get it. I got it now.
Yeah. So, for session two, I will call this couple...
Oh, it's none of these people.
No, it's two different people.
Damn, girl. We did not mess around.
Okay. I did not go to play. I mean, I did, and I played it up. It was on a different night. Does that make me less of a hoe?
No. Okay. Yes, it does.
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't. Whatever.
Which is you.
But okay. What, yeah, this is a different night. Okay, session two. Different night, different people.
Okay.
This couple, I will call Frank and Lynn.
Ooh, why?
Because... So I'm playing off of Ben Franklin because there was electric play.
Oh, okay.
And that's... Franklin is the father of electricity.
Wow, you're clever.
You really got to want it with me, you know? You got to work for it. Okay.
That's hot.
So, because I know everybody cares. So Lynn is a petite redhead, beautiful, natural breasts, kind of a handful of breastage, boobage. Mm-hmm. Such a fucking smackable ass. Just aww. Like, you just want to touch it. Frank, probably about as tall as Gary, you know, somewhere in the 6 foot range. Really lean, you know, in shape, fit. A little bit longer hair with a beard, which I'll be honest is not always my go-to, but he, like, it just like fit him and his personality and like it worked. He was attractive. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. So, the funny thing about that, perhaps, when we actually had a chance to kind of connect a little bit more one-on-one with them, freaking Gary over here, he told them that they look better in person than they do in their photos.
Weird compliment. I know. Backhanded compliment. I don't know. Something.
Fucking Gary. Okay. So we had met Frank and Lynn earlier in the event.
Oh, my God. I just realized Lynn. Franklin.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, so why is she Lynn? Oh, Jesus.
Franklin. Ben Franklin. Electricity. Frank and Lynn. There's going to be electric play coming in this story.
I needed that separation from the Frank and the Lynn. I get it now.
Good. Okay.
It's so good. Go on. Okay. Go, go, go.
All right, all right. So we had met Frank and Lynn earlier in the event, but the day that this story happens, they invited us to their room one afternoon for this, like, fucking mind-bending shot. I can't believe it.
What?
They had, I think they called it a buzz ball. There was, like, this little flower that they put in the shot. And you took the shot and then you chewed the flower. Or maybe I have that backwards.
And but then you saw far into your mind.
No, for no,
hours
not really.
An hour.
No, but it was fucked up because your mouth just like tingled.
Yes, honey. That's how it starts.
All right. So it was a really fun, weird sensation.
No, go on, go on. It's great.
So, like, that was their intro. And we're like, okay, you seem cool.
I fucking like these people.
Yeah. And honestly, but that was it. Like, that was, like, middle of the day. We did mind-altering flowers.
Like, in the middle of the day, though. That's so much fun. I love that.
Went back to the pool for a while, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you just took a shot and went back. Okay.
Yeah. No, that was totally vanilla yet.
Wow. Weird.
But while we were in their room for said shot, they showed us what I have dubbed their table of toys. So there was like a table in their hotel room. Again, they're all kind of almost like suites. They had more so like a bar area, a little living area, like a bedroom area.
This is a nice place. Yeah.
We're swanky, man. So there was like a table in the bedroom.
Full of toys.
Full of toys. Toys I didn't even know what they were. And they were so knowledgeable. Like, I kept pointing at things. I'm like, what the fuck is that? What is this? And, like, they could have gone on for hours. So I was very well intrigued by this point. But to their credit, they made it all seem very approachable. Like, it was not any of the, I don't know, like, the you have to call me master. And, like, it wasn't that vibe. It was just, like, here's some shit that we enjoy and we'll share it with people.
That's nice.
So it just was like approachable, which I appreciated. Okay. So later this same night, which again is still a totally different night than the last story I told. You're getting a lot here, folks. Keep up. We meet up during the glow party with Frank and Lynn. They kindly they kindly invite us to their room. So, super appreciate that they, like, we all sat down, took a minute to talk about boundaries, preferences, like, where's everybody at?
I love that you did that both times.
I know. It was really nice. And, like, I don't think I always do a good job of doing that in play scenarios, but I really appreciate that these fine people, like, did. Like,
and was there anything alarming or were you all pretty much status quo, same page, normal? You're used to.
Yeah, pretty same page stuff.
It was just like, yeah, we're all on the same page. Let's do it.
Yeah,
perfect.
Let's do it. Yep. Okay. But because I had seen the table of toys.
You wanted it.
I was like, all right, look, if we're going to have truth circle, I'm just going to say, I would love to just be like a pillow princess for just a few minutes. Like, just use some of this shit on me. Like, let me lay there and like do shit to me.
Yeah, give me some samples.
Yeah. And they were like, okay, cool, we can do that. So I was like, great. Yay, honesty. So, again, we're the whole Franklin, Ben Franklin, electricity. They had electric play. And this was a first for me. I think I alluded to this in a chick chat a couple episodes ago when I first talked about Miami. So here it is. Frank had this electric wand, I guess is how I would describe it. It was just like a rectangle, like a thin rectangle.
Okay. That he just held. A singular wand. Just a one. Not like that thing with all the prongs as a child that you wove around and it glowed in the dark kind
of
thing.
Yeah, no.
Okay, just a single probe.
Just like a, yes, basically. So he was really gentle about it, but basically he was just running that all over my body, like up and down, like my legs and arms, like across my stomach. He went over my nipples, which I was like concerned about at first because like I don't fucking understand electricity and I didn't know if I was going to get like shocked, but it was fine. I lived. It was fine. It was not
shocked. And how did it feel? Like, what does that feel like caressing your body? Like sharp, like zings? Or that's what I'm picturing, like zaps.
Yes, but not in a jolting, uncomfortable, shocking way. For me, at least. It was, I almost can't even explain it. Like, it was pleasant. It was not painful. But it was definitely, like, you're not going to sleep through it.
Because electric play is not always my cup of tea or everyone's cup of tea. So I'm trying to imagine how that feels. All right.
It was, like, buzzy.
Okay.
Like,
I think I get it.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain.
Hard to explain. Yeah.
Okay.
But again, for me, not painful.
Okay.
But like definitely there's sensation. Like you know that this is happening.
And it turned you on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would
say
so. That's
all that matters.
Yeah. So that worked. So mission accomplished. Check. But yeah, just like a really cool sensation. Again, something totally new and different for me. So yeah, so he had kind of like caressed it like basically all over my body at this point. So again, I fulfilled this little pillow princess fantasy for a minute, totally enjoyed everybody like touching me for a little bit. And then we shifted to like more traditional sexy time, I guess you would say. So we're all four of us are on the same bed this whole time. So after the electric play, we kind of shift and I pair off with Frank. Gary pairs off with Lynn. Again, same bed. So we're still close enough to kind of reach over, check in with each other. I can kind of like caress her a little bit. I can like look over, you know, check in with Gary, which is always super nice. Yes. So I thoroughly enjoyed riding Frank while watching Lynn and Gary together. And I thought, like, one of my key takeaways, I thought it was so fucking hot to watch Lynn riding Gary while using a magic wand on herself.
Oh.
So she was like leaning back a little bit, but like still riding Gary. But again, like leaning back enough to kind of have access for the wand to really like work her.
Oh, I'm picturing it, baby. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just fucking loved that because it looked like she was loving it too, which just, you know, fuels the fire.
Yeah.
But she, you know, just a gorgeous woman anyway. And just watching her really enjoy herself in that way was just so hot. So they were just a fantastic couple all around. So willing to just share themselves and their knowledge. And I honestly wish I would have taken better advantage of that maybe. But, you know, the night's only so long. So my takeaway from all of these beautiful experiences is that having this long weekend with the same group of people, I think really helped everybody feel comfortable with each other to maybe like try some of these new things or like do all the things that happened. And honestly, both scenarios happened because someone took the initiative to invite us back to their rooms. And I don't know, this might sound some kind of way to people, but for Gary and I, that was really refreshing to be invited somewhere because a lot of times we're the ones inviting people.
That's true.
but it was just nice. It was fun. Everybody just kind of clicked and had a good time. We really like found our people. So it was super fun to have some of those like new and different experiences. So if you can get out there, put yourself into different scenarios, take the leap, take the plunge, try something new. Hopefully it'll be a good experience for you too, because I had a fucking blast.
And really try to go to a takeover event of some sort, because honestly, that makes it a little bit easier.
It does.
To be honest.
It does. And I realize that these things are not cheap.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that. But I will say something that doesn't really get talked about much. as it so happens, obviously this story is coming from this libertine event that Gary and I went to. And just like a little plug here, Kate from the Wanderlust Swingers podcast, who does all the libertine events, they do have a, I'm going to fuck this up, like a community outreach, community like social thing that you can donate to.
Oh.
Where they give away, they like cover the cost of attending one of these events for somebody who otherwise wouldn't be able to attend.
Wow.
Which I think is fucking awesome. And honestly, I didn't even know about until recently. So there's good things happening out in the lifestyle community. We're not just a bunch of perverts trying to fuck everybody that we see. There's more to it than that.
A little more.
So if you're ever able to contribute to different things like that, please do, because it can make all the difference for somebody to experience some of the shit that we talk about. So there's my little feel good.
Oh, good people doing good things. Hey. I love it. I love it. And damn, what a fucking hot, sexy twofer. Thank you. I feel like I was there and I want more of it. Right. Tell me more. But no, we don't have time.
This episode is too long.
We are going to wrap it for episode 65. But thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you for joining us. We love you and appreciate all of you listeners out there. And again, don't forget, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with us on X and Instagram. We are at FWAT_podcast. Or, you know, just email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com with stories, questions, feedback, whatever. We love it. Or leave us a review, subscribe, follow us, whatever. Do all the
things.
All
of it. One of each.
We love you. But anyway, until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Or just chill till the next episode.
Hashtag the musical.